Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, good morning. This is Tom Katowski calling in, co-publisher Healthy Referral Newspaper, substituting for Marcia today on our radio show. We have a wonderful guest named Dr. Jane Lee Conrad, a.k.a. Remedy Jane. We'd like to thank the listeners each week for tuning in. It's brought to you by Healthy Referral Newspaper, started back in 1989 to promote natural health and resources and where to go to stay healthy without the need to rely on medication and other forms of so-called healing, which may be too much, may be too detrimental to the body over time. And we have a wonderful guest today. And are you on the line? We'll call you Dr. Jane or Remedy Jane, right?
Yes,
are you
I'm
on
here.
The line? Okay, wonderful, wonderful. You are a licensed osteopathic family physician in Cleveland, Ohio, and you also had explored other avenues for healing. Can you give us a little background about your path of going into osteopathic medicine and then leading into what's called homeopathic medicine? Could you give us just a background information first?
Sure. So I was a family physician for many years, and as I was taking care of my patients, I would find that I wouldn't be able to help them as I'd wanted to. And then patients would come to me and say, "Hey, I found this great herb or this vitamin, and I'm getting better." And I was like, "Well, I'm a doctor. How come I don't know those things? I want to help people that way. I don't want to just always give drugs." Plus, drugs, a lot of times it wouldn't help people. They'd give side effects. And sometimes we'd do lots of testing. We wouldn't be able to find what was really wrong with the patient. And sometimes it would lead us down a different path, completely different from what they were complaining of. So I started to look into to different ways of healing, and I came across a form of medicine called homeopathic medicine. And ever since then, I just feel like, wow, that is the best medicine on the face of this earth. So it's so much more rewarding for myself and for my patients, because I can put a person on one remedy and they improve on multiple levels, because actually this remedy stimulates a rebalancing effect within the body, and it's just amazing. So that's what most of my practice focuses on. And homeopathy really has a lot of answers for why you get sick, and it's safe. It's very scientific, unlike what you will hear out there. I was just listening to a program, and they were just like saying how ridiculously stupid homeopathic medicine is, and that just makes me really upset because it's so much more scientific than conventional medicine.
Mm-hmm. Can you explain or give us in a nutshell, what exactly is homeopathy?
Well, that's difficult to give you just a short answer on what homeopathic medicine is, because there's so many facets to it, to recognizing what homeopathic medicine is. It's not simply healing with nutritional supplements and herbs or vitamins. First of all, homeopathic medicine is about energy that's extracted from natural substances. So we use substances such as plant parts, that's leaves, the flowers, the stem, or the root, animal substances like the venom, the milk, or a stinger of a bee. Minerals, it's another class, can be like salts, calcium, magnesium, or even sick material substances like discharges or virus or bacteria. So that's what we use in homeopathic medicine.
And then these extracts, or the energy from these extracts, this has been researched for over 100 years. I think I was reading somewhere it was first discovered in Germany many years ago. Is that right?
That's
can
right.
Can you give us a quick story about how long this has been around? And this gentleman in Germany, I think his name was Hahnemann, I believe.
That's right. Dr. Hahnemann was the founder of homeopathic medicine. He was actually a physician, and he became upset with the practice of medicine because he thought he was making the patients weaker, because at that time they were bloodletting and just trying to eradicate the disease from the person, and that would weaken the person. He didn't like it. So he started to look at his own way of finding medicines that would help. And he found, he did some experimentations. I'm sorry, he did some translations of some papers because he didn't want to do medicine anymore. And while he was translating papers, he found that there was this medicine called cinchona bark, and that bark was a small substance of it was curing malaria. And he said the reason it cured malaria is because there was something tiny in there that helped. And then he decided to take the medicine himself, and as he was taking the medicine, he developed the signs and symptoms of malaria. Then when he stopped it, the malaria symptoms went away. He took it again, he got symptoms of malaria. So he said the reason why it's curing is because there's something that's similar in there that's causing symptoms, that the body's already trying to heal itself. That's what it needed. So you need to stimulate the body to heal itself by choosing something similar in nature to what the body's already suffering from, because your body has intelligence inside of it. The body knows what to do. Why do you have the discharges? Why do you have ulcers forming? Because you're trying to get rid of something. The body needs those outlets. Even tumors are formed for a reason, to wall off toxins. So what we need to do, we need to find something to support the body symptoms, and this stimulates completing the healing process. That's what homeopathic medicine does. And you need to find, now what we need to do is find sympathy for your symptoms, is what I always say. Sympathy works on an energetic level. It helps emotionally. Homeopathic medicines work energetically for your symptoms.
Now, when you say energetically, because, you know, obviously a lot of people, when they hear the word energy medicine, they may not understand that terminology, although people, you know, many people prefer to believe in, okay, I'll take this prescription because I can see it's in some pill and then I can see it. But yet they believe in energy. When they turn on a light switch, that's energy. Even though they don't see it, they believe in it. Can you explain the use, or when you say energy medicine, can you go a little deeper and explain what that means in regard to this avenue of natural healing?
Well, everything has energy. You have energy. I have energy. Flowers have energy. Bees have energy. The atom bomb has energy, okay? You need to extract the energy from there. How do you do it? Well, somehow Dr. Hahnemann found that when you shake a substance vigorously, first you crush it up in alcohol, and then you remove some of it and put it in water, and then you shake it. When you shake it vigorously, he found that somehow this is giving the material something, making it stronger, our bodies are able to use it or assimilate it in some way. So, and then even though these remedies are not only they're diluted, but they're also shaken. That shaking process somehow allows our bodies to feel the energy from the remedies. Whereas if we would just dilute it many times, you wouldn't feel it. But our bodies it's kind of like electricity. These medicines are very powerful, but they're very safe because they're diluted. They're powerful because of the energy that's extracted by this shaking process, and they're safe because of the dilution process.
Well, and, very interesting. Go ahead. Do you have another thing to add to that shaking process, or that you wanted to comment on?
It's just that it releases the energy that's locked within, just like an atom bomb. We release that energy, and now it's there. Mm-hmm. Or I think also juicing is part of that, too. When you take something, you juice it up, it becomes more healthy. I think it's healthier that way. I really believe that if you would juice meat, it might be healthier. I think so, because there's something that's locked in that's released. They should do some experiments on that.
Well, sure. I know when you juice things, you feel, when you put an apple on the table and you let it sit for a day or so, it starts to oxidize or turn brown, but it probably has less energy than it had the day before. So things oxidize, break down, by nature's natural evolution.
Right.
I noticed go ahead.
When you do something, I think you should drink it right away, because I don't feel that it's as powerful if you let it sit also.
Yes, the natural oxidation place. I noticed you have a word in your description here that you sent. It was very comprehensive, actually. Something called provings. Can you explain what that means, provings? P-R-O-V-I-N-G-S.
Yeah, the provings are how homeopathic medicines are scientifically shown to actually do something. So what they do is they take a remedy and actually they shake it, dilute it many times. So you take a flower, you crush it up, shake it, dilute it, and then you give it to healthy people and say, okay, now go home and try to concentrate on all the symptoms that this medicine causes in you. And what they're supposed to do, they're supposed to think about the reactions to the environment, or if they get a headache, does the headache get better when they sit, when they lay down, when they go out in the sun, does it get worse? Does the wind bother them? Because when they would bring out, so these remedies would actually bring out all kinds of symptoms in people, even discharges, headaches, neuralgias, sciaticas, and actually these people were kind of in pain while they were doing these provings. So they were actually doing it to sacrifice for mankind. So then after they would see it, many people would get the same symptoms, and they would write it in the book as a number 3. If less people would get it, it would be number 2. And so there's a book called The Materia Medica where they put all these, a repertory where they put these provings in, and then there's another book called The Materia Medica where they put all the symptoms together and for one remedy, and then you can kind of get a picture of what a remedy causes. And, you know, in each person, they may react differently to remedies. It depends on your susceptibility to something. So you have to look at the kind of person that's having the symptoms as well to decide when you actually choose a remedy for a person.
Yes, we're speaking with Dr. Jane Lee Conrad, a.k.a. Remedy Jane. And can you give out your website and contact information? We'll continue with the interview. We have certainly a few more questions. This is fascinating. So it's Dr. Jane Lee Conrad, a.k.a. Remedy Jane. Can you give out your website and contact information?
Sure. It's remedyjane.com. And my phone number is 440-334-6200.
Okay, that is wonderful. A question about the law of similars. It seems on a surface when you first read about this that you're finding something similar to the problem that you have. It seems kind of at first counterintuitive that you would use something that caused what you have. Can you explain the law of similars and why this is a unique breakthrough?
Well, because there's a law of healing. That's what you mean by the law of similars. Actually, that law of healing was known since the time of Hippocrates. He's mm-hmm. the father of medicine. And he said that the body has intelligence. So all body processes occur for a reason. To balance out stressors, the emotional and physical imbalances, or the toxins. And these processes need to be supported, not suppressed, because you have that intelligence in there. Your body knows when to produce a discharge or when to cause inflammation. There's lots of biochemical processes that are occurring at the time when there's something out of balance. Your body's always trying to go back into balance. So if you tell the body to shut up, you're saying you're not smart enough, you know, but we as humans, we're not smart enough. The body is smarter than us, okay? So you need to support the processes. And when you do, when you mimic the physiology that's already occurring in the body on an energetic basis, not on a material basis, then you stimulate your own body to continue the healing process and to overcome the problem. Like I said, sympathy for your symptoms, okay? Sympathy is very powerful to heal emotionally. Sympathy also helps on an energetic basis for your body problems.
Mm-hmm. So the underlying emotions, it has a second beneficial effect. Can you speak on that aspect for a little bit, on the emotional benefit as well as another, I guess, I don't know if side benefit, but additional benefit that you have seen? Can you speak on that for a little bit?
Oh, sure. Well, homeopathic medicine is excellent for anxiety, depression, hysteria, all kinds of things. And because we give remedies that are similar, that have caused similar symptoms in healthy people. So when you feel, when someone dies, you feel sad, you need to talk to somebody who had the same experience. And homeopathic medicine has been shown to work excellently for those kind of problems, emotional problems. It's the best medicine that I know about for that.
Mm-hmm. And then when you first were introduced to homeopathy as a aspect of a different aspect of healing, it's been around for a long time. What was it that intrigued you about this branch of natural medicine versus other ones that you had researched?
Well, because it makes a lot of sense. There's a lot of science behind it. That's for mm-hmm. one. And when I guess it's easy to use. You know, it's a first aid remedy for lay people. So that's how I started to get interested in it. And then I started to use it, and I got powerful results. So, and because it actually goes with the body, I believe in that. It's not expensive. It's you just need one little tiny pill to start healing, and it heals on multiple levels. Whereas other mm-hmm. things, and other medicines, other remedies or other natural forms of medicine, you have to guess, oh, maybe this, maybe that, maybe this will work, maybe that will work. Just like drugs, oh, maybe this will work, maybe that will work. But with homeopathic medicine, we choose based on the symptoms that the person is suffering from. We find a remedy that causes similar symptoms. So it's more scientific. It makes more sense.
Mm-hmm. Are there certain types of health conditions that you found to be homeopathy to be more effective than other types of health conditions that you've seen?
Well, truthfully, I think homeopathic medicine is the most effective medication there is for anything that I've come across. And, you know, usually when people come in, they come in with one chronic problem, but then as I talk to them, they have many more problems. You know, oh, I got this little headache too. Yeah, I also got some discharge there that's a little bothersome, you know. And so when you give them a remedy, actually their chief complaint goes away, but also their other symptoms go away too. So it's crazy. It works.
Yeah, well, it's I like the idea, but you're treating the whole person rather than going to, you know, 85 different specialists at the big hospital system where you got a specialist for every part of the body, and no one looks at the whole body, but like it's not connected or something like that. It's really
interesting. Yeah, and you always have to refer to this doctor. That homeopathy, you don't know. You need only one doctor. That's the amazing thing. And you only need one remedy. If you're going to a homeopath that's going to give you a slew of homeopathic remedies, that's not homeopathy. You need one remedy at a time, so it's really cost-effective
mm-hmm.
in that way also.
Can you expand upon that for a little bit when you when you say one remedy? In other words, you could analyze or talk with somebody or meet with them and find out their health history, and then sort of boil things down to one remedy? That's really interesting that you
I
feel
know.
That could – that's really fascinating.
Well, what you do is you talk to the patient about their emotions, about what they've been through, how they react in life, how they react to their spouse, how they react to their children, how they react to the environment, what kind of things bother them, what they love. And then you kind of get a picture of the person. And then you try to extract what's most important, what needs to be healed. Are they stuck? Where are they stuck? Is it ever since they had some dental surgery that they're having stomach pain? Or is it ever since they lost a spouse that they're having all these chronic issues? And then you look at the body type. Are they fat? Are they thin? Do they sweat a lot? Does the urine smell strange? And then you look at remedies that cause similar things, and you try to choose the ones that are most important, and then you match it on what's based on, like, a totality.
Mm-hmm.
And you give them that remedy that you think matches the best.
Yes. Now, I noticed in some of the notes that you had sent, there are some health conditions, i.e. dementia, Alzheimer's, that it might be a little trickier to to make a dent, so to speak? Is that so? And if so, why would that be?
Well, if there's late stages of diseases, sometimes it's too late because sometimes all disease starts first out as energy. So that's why a lot of times when you do lab tests and x-rays and all these tests, nobody can figure out what's going on. But as disease continues on, it becomes more set in stone, so to speak. So at that time, it might be hard to, you know, make that energy go backwards. However, I have seen and heard many cases where you would think that, you know, this disease process has been around for 20 years, 40 years, and it still reverses. So it's hard to know when it's not going to reverse. So I always think that there's always hope. I always try. But you can tell when a remedy gives certain effects afterwards. If it's, like, short-lived, it doesn't last long, you might realize, well, I guess this is incurable. So at that point, we'll probably just give palliative remedies because they're you can use homeopathic medicine just to relieve symptoms as well.
Well, fascinating how deep the homeopathic avenue of healing goes versus other, you know, traditional forms. And I think when they hear homeopathy, it seems like there's a lot of misunderstanding about homeopathy, and they say, well, these, you know, how can this, you know, little pill in a vial or these
right.
tablets under your tongue, you know, how could that be much better than what I'm taking? But because you described of the essence of the whole body is energy, it seems like this is an amazing discovery.
Yeah, and less is more. Less is more. That's the spiritual principle. And most of the time people want to try to make money, so they're going to try to sell you a slew of nutritional supplements.
Well, we have we both have lots of stories which we won't get into now about that. Can you, as we're heading toward the latter part of the show here, can you briefly summarize the principles of homeopathy and also give your contact information once again?
Okay. So remember, homeopathic medicine is energy. They are diluted. They're tested in human provings to know what it causes, and you choose them based on the law of similars, choosing something that's similar in nature to what the sick person is suffering from. And another thing, principle about homeopathic medicine, you do not give a remedy indefinitely, rather only for a period of time to cure. So you can reach me at remedyjane.com. My number again is 440-334-6200.
Again, that's remedyjane.com or 440-334-6200. We really appreciate you taking the time this morning to unravel the mystery of homeopathy. Your explanation was really outstanding. It's one of the best I've ever heard. So we really appreciate your cogent analysis and explanation and, you know, benefits of this aspect of natural healing that you've gone into. So thank you once again. And we will talk to you soon. We'll send you after the show's finished, we'll send you a link so you could send this out to your email list or post it on other places to have people, you know, hear this interview. Really well done. I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Remedy Jane.
Thank you very much. And I also have a video on my website where people can watch What is Homeopathic Medicine? I gave a lecture at the Mentor Public Library. It's there.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Okay. Bye. And that was Remedy Jane, Dr. Jane Lee Conrad, osteopathic physician in the Northeast Ohio area. She does things by Skype as well as individual visits. A fascinating aspect of natural healing. And again, this is Tom, co-publisher, Healthy Referral newspaper, healthyreferral.com. Signing off, and we thank Dr. Jane Lee Conrad, a.k.a. Remedy Jane, for her time this morning and a wonderful explanation of the world of homeopathy.